News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Caitlin Commons, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. You look genuinely shocked when your name was called out last night.
Oh, I most definitely was. I really did not expect my name to be called out, even at the Laois Rose selection. It was such an honour to be representing Laois. Now to be representing the Rose of Tralee International Festival is an absolute dream come true. I think it's a bit overwhelming at the same time, but I think it'll take me a few days to get used to it.
Yeah, it certainly will, but well-deserved as well, because looking back and all the plaudits that you got in the newspapers this morning, you're 20 years of age, you've taken a path, I suppose, that many people wouldn't have expected someone to take, but you're enjoying every bit of it by the sound of it.
Oh, I am. I'm having the time of my life, living every day as it comes, you know what I mean?
Were you surprised at the reaction that you're getting? Because to explain to people who perhaps didn't see the show, you're an apprentice electrician, which is an unusual thing for a 20-year-old woman to do. But you're absolutely loving that career. And we've talked a lot on this programme about the values of apprenticeships and everything that goes with it. And you're living testimony that gender isn't an issue when it comes to training.
Yeah, I think most definitely that, like, there's so much like stigma and kind of tradition around that, like women's careers and all that, that like we should go to college, we should be stay-at-home moms. I think we should do whatever we want to do, no matter where our dreams take us, no matter what the career is. And I think just always believe in yourself, just follow whatever path you feel like taking and just stay going with it. It took me 4 months to get my apprenticeship, but it's been so, so worth it in the end. I absolutely love where I am now and I wouldn't change it for the world.
And you're from a farming background as well. So if the electrician doesn't work out, you could become a farmer or pretty much do anything else you want.
I think my dad would be delighted if I agreed to that, to be honest. Now, I'm not going to agree just for my own sake, because I think he might hold it against me. But he would be delighted. But yeah, I don't mind the out farming there the odd time during the calving season there. I do help out an awful lot. But
You'll stand in the gap, but maybe not much more.
Pardon me, sorry?
I said you'll stand in the gap occasionally, but it's not a full-time career for you.
No, not a full-time career, but I don't mind milking the cows and feeding the calves. That's okay. But definitely not a full-time job, I don't think.
And my most difficult question to you, you're on the Laois Kilkenny border, Ballyuskill. Which side of the border are you on now? Because you're the Laois Rose, so you're definitely from Laois, yeah?
I'm from Kilkenny.
Oh, you're from Kilkenny. Oh, my word. So you're straddling the border. This is a whole different border route that we may have started this morning. Well, look, Laois have most certainly adopted you as your own. I'm sure Kilkenny will take any ancillary benefits that'll flow from you. Caitlin Cummins, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. And congratulations on winning the Rose of Tralee.
Thank you so much.
Jonathan, did you just cause a scandal there? You actually did.
I may have caused an accidental scandal.
Did you hear
I didn't mean
how much the lovely Caitlin did not want to say she was from Kilkenny?
That could have been the most difficult question I've asked in my career.
Yeah.
And it was an accident. Oh my God. Anyway, Laois Rose.
Hard-hitting interview Rose. With Rose. That's what we've had here in News
well,
Talk Breakfast.
Fair pleasure. Well done to her. And do you know what I was really impressed with last night watching it? The quality of every single one of those women that went up there, of what they're doing and the difference
they're
making.
I do think it's a celebration of women. I do think that the Rose is.
Yeah,
I wish we were celebrated, though, for other things as well as the Rose of Tralee, but I do think it's a celebration of women. Anyway,
absolutely.
But that is our lot.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.